Because Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. Did you hear me? Those of you listening, just tuned in. I gave my background. I talked about cancer research, drug discovery, even aerospace medicine, trying to create safety in the cockpit. Listen to me, somebody. And when the chief king of aerospace, when he appeared, every knee had to bow in my life. Even the university professors, every knee will bow at Jesus. Because the corner we have negotiated, that will be the edge. I am finishing now. The Lord also showed me the rapture of the dead at Kehancha on the 26th of November, the year 2006. But if you read Daniel chapter 12, verses 2 to 3, he says, multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, and others to everlasting shame and contempt. Listen to this. And he says, and those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, Daniel 12, verse 3. And those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens. And then he says, and those who lead many into the righteousness of the Lord, like the stars forever and ever. What has the Lord spoken to the university? He's saying when it comes to the rapture, you need to lead many into the righteousness of the Lord. By your dressing, your conduct, the way you walk, the way you talk, whether you don't lie on phone, you are trustworthy, you are a faithful person. And then you introduce them by evangelizing the Jesus of Nazareth. Bring as many to the kingdom so you can shine like the stars forever at the rapture. Remember, nobody knows the hour or the day. Even the Son of Man, even the angels in heaven. So you can imagine that the conversation the Father is having with me is a very deep conversation in the throne room of the Father, in the heart of the Father. That clock is a clock in the heart of the Father, the only one that knows the day of the wedding of the Lamb. Listen to me, somebody. When the Lord, he met Abraham, he promised Abraham blessings. And he says, like those stars will be your descendants. And the church has now been grafted to the promise of Abraham, right? What church? The raptured church. Because like the stars. And he says, for those who lead men into the righteousness of the Lord, they will shine like the stars. He meant those, the church, not that is going to hell, but the church that will be raptured. So if you're going to enter the kingdom of God, let today be the new beginning in this precious university. And I'm going to ensure that every place I go to, they allow me to speak to the academics and the university community, because they are able to organize the programs so they too may be blessed like Egerton University has been blessed. Listen to this. Without moving places, if you know that if the rapture took place today, you were not ready, don't worry, just lift up your hands all across yourself and pray for you right away. Thank you so much. Lift up your hands. Don't be left behind today. Lift up your hands. Don't remain. You don't remain. You say, today, me, I'm crossing. That is it. I don't know about tomorrow. Lift it high, somebody. Keep it there. Those of you listening by radio, the entire hall has their hands lifted up, including outside, and repeat this prayer. Say very loud, mighty Jesus.
Mighty Jesus.
I don't hear you. Say, mighty Jesus.
Mighty Jesus.
I repent today.
I repent today.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Ever since I was born.
Ever since I was born.
Until the day of the rapture.
Until the day of the rapture.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
And welcome you, Jesus.
And welcome you, Jesus.
To fill my heart.
To fill my heart.
To fill me.
To fill me.
My life.
My life.
With the Holy Spirit.
With the Holy Spirit.
Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I have heard your holy word, that the rapture
is near.
Mighty Jesus,
mighty Jesus,
keep me in holiness.
Let me
walk in holiness.
Allow me
to see the wedding
of the Lamb of God.
In the name of Jesus. I have prayed.
I have prayed.
Amen. Somebody clap for the Lord. Hallelujah. And those of you watching this from another country, I just want you to know has become a model country. This nation, the university, Egerton University, through the CU and the born again professors, have mobilized this meeting, and here they have received the end time message, the message of the coming of the Lord in the rapture. And the entire hall, almost everybody received the Lord. Renewed their covenant with the Lord. So wherever you are, it may be known to you today that revival has hit the universities. Revival has entered into the academic institutions. So in whichever country you are watching this from, let this be a prototype. Remember one thing. In this lecture, I spoke of the great heights the Lord took me in the world. And I was fallen. I was lost. I was useless. Until the day the Lord, he came. And he explained to me the reason for which I was born and for which he had taken me places. Now today, I can use that testimony here, and these ones that are here are among those that will enter into the kingdom of God. Let it happen to your country, even as it has happened to Kenya. May the Lord bless you. Shalom. Thank you, Jesus. I love you in Christ Jesus. Remember, we have a mighty youth conference. It will be more than 1 million. We are putting it in a field somewhere. And we are thinking it might be Higaton here. And remember that many principals of colleges have already called and they say it must take place during the school calendar because they want to send bus loads of their students. I wish other universities can be like the universities in Kenya. The Lord bless you, Higaton. The Lord bless you, the universities in Kenya. The Christian Union. Now you can work harder. The Lord bless you. Shalom.